This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't actually have the date on when this happened, but here's something that's going to blow your mind. It's what your tax dollars are paying for, and I'm curious what you think about it. So get in contact with us. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, and I want to hear from you. You can also call 844-551-8255, and it has to do with a drag event. They call it Drag 101. I'm not talking about drag racing. I'm not talking about your dog dragging the kids around the yard or anything like that. No, I'm talking about men dressing in drag. And they did this in D.C. at the Petworth Library. It's in Northwest D.C. And the name of the program where they're doing this is called Just Be You Drag 101. And they did this was open to the family, and drag performers discussed who they are and what they do, and they are encouraging parents to bring their kids to this. Now, I'll be honest with you. If you got a kid that likes to play dress up, maybe you take them, but I just find this very strange. This is one of those things that tests the child's sensibilities, in my opinion, far too young, but maybe I'm just a prude. Maybe I'm that guy that goes, you know what, if my son decides he wants to be a drag queen in his 20s or 30s, I'm okay with it. But at the age of six, I don't think I should be exposing him to it. That's me. I know, well, I can't remember the guy's name. He played a drag dude Edna, does that ring? I mean, you guys are way too young, but there's a white-haired guy, and it was an obvious guy dressing as a woman, and I saw it as a joke. I mean, even as a youngster, I just went, that's just a joke. He's one of these guys that is making fun of being a man by dressing as a woman. I didn't see it as, no, he's gay, or he likes that lifestyle, which, by the way, some of the transvestites, that's what they're called. They are not necessarily gay. They just like dolling up and looking like women. I've talked before about this person, but there was a guy at a restaurant we used to go to, and he's an obvious dude, tall, lanky, not attractive in any way. He probably is a man, but I've only seen him as a woman. And he would come have margaritas at this Mexican restaurant, and we'd chat him up, hey, how's it going? And I treated him like he wanted to be treated. I mean, weird dude, but didn't try to talk like a woman. He talked like a dude. What? I talk too much like a woman. You trying to say that that was too feminine the way that I pretended to talk like a woman? Dude, I talk British. It don't make me British. producers, what are you going to do with them? Anyway, this dude talked like a man. He looked like, he didn't shave his Adam's apple. He still had a 5 o'clock shadow. He did everything but wear a beard. I mean, he shaved to try to look like a woman, but he was not an attractive woman in any way. And as I said, I would surmise was not an attractive dude, per se. He's a tall, lanky guy. Wore the wig, the dress, the heels, painted his nails, lipstick, the whole kit and caboodle, as they say. And we'd have a conversation. Hey, how's it going? Hey, good. How's your day? And it didn't go into why the garb, why the outfit. I understand there's something that's sort of twisted in his mind that says, you know what? Why can't I wear the pretty stuff my wife or my girlfriend or I see other women wear? Okay, it doesn't twist in my head. And the majority of men that I know, that's not a little twist that they take, that they do. But I'm not going to, if that's what makes the dude happy, be happy about it. But don't think it's not going to be freaky and freak some people out because of societal norms. Now, we can challenge those norms. But when should that challenge occur? I was more than ready to accept this dude and understand him as an adult. I will tell you this, pre-20 years old, I would have been looking at this dude like he was the biggest freak on the planet. And you can say, oh, well, Kevin, you know, this whole evolution of, you know, the LGBT movement, which he's not really part of per se. I guess he's a Q. But whatever, you know, that's what's made you accept him. No, it isn't. What made me accept him was me coming of age and saying, you know what? I don't care what your issue is. I'm not going to let the LGBTQ movement say, you're the reason that I came to this conclusion. I came to this conclusion because the more I've lived, the more I see that there are total freaks out there in many different ways. And some of the freak habits you actually like. I have an uncle, he passed away, but he collects pipes. And he collects Indian artifacts and things like this. Some people might look at that, the freakiest thing I've ever seen. I actually enjoyed them. I think they're really cool what he did. But I can understand people going, that's the strangest habit I've ever seen. You know, because he has the skulls that these Indian dudes would draw on. So he's got this, you know, dead animal's head and somebody draws on it. There are many people, that's totally macabre. You know, how dare it? Well, it's just ghoulish. I couldn't argue with them. I think they look pretty cool. So I'm part of that freaky thing, okay? But that's okay. It's not that I carry the skulls around in my book bag, you know, or anything. But if you were to come to my house, I would gladly show you them there. The artistry is amazing, but it could be considered freaky, okay? So I've come to the conclusion that everybody's got a little freak. And I'm in some kind of way. I'm not talking about sexual freaks, even though that is part of it, too. And because his sort of is a bit of a, you know, sexuality issue. It's a gender issue. A guy that wants to dress like a, quote, societal norm woman, but he doesn't want to be a transsexual. And the couple times I have engaged with these transvestites, they have wives and children. They don't want, you know, it's not that they want to be women and, you know, be in a sexual relationship with a man. They just want to dress like a woman. I don't know why. And don't want to. I mean, that's one of those things in your mind. You don't want to help me get to connect the dots all the way back to that. Not because I'm afraid I would do it, but just there's certain things you don't need in your head. But anyway, the Petworth Library is going to do this. Just Be You Drag 101 event, whole family, they did it. They're not just going to do it, they did it. The D.C. librarian, Lisa Warwick, said it was part of this year's strategic plan. The library intends to, quote, give residents a place where they can embrace the cultural hubs of D.C. Petworth Library advertised the event, saying from sing-alongs to dance performances, the library is open to the whole family, darlings, kids too. Come learn more about drag and gender, but most of all, be inspired to be just you. We got a lot more to come.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Radio Show. Soon you think that what happened with you was more serious than what happened with former Senator Al Franken. He was driven from office from the U.S. Senate. So norms have changed. Do you think that's a good thing?
Well, in general, I think it's a good thing, yes. I think it's a good thing that we should all have higher standards. I think the norms have really changed in terms of what you can do to somebody against their will, how much you can crowd their space, make them miserable at work. You don't have to physically assault somebody to make them, uncomfortable at work or at home or in their utter just walking around. That, I think, is good.
Wow. That's all I can say is wow. That happened about a week ago, but it got buried in so much other news that, you know, really didn't get the traction it was supposed to get. Bill Clinton, the new norm. I think that, you know, you can no longer, you know, like rape women at the job or mess up their dresses or anything, you know. I mean, it's different, and this is a good thing. He's old school. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Bill Clinton is old school sexual abuser. Old school. Yeah. He's like, well, look, it ain't like it was in the past when I could just go grab one of my interns and bend her over the old, you know, executive office desk. No, I can't do that. They can't go around doing that anymore. And that's a good thing. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm glad I went through the era you could get away with that. Hey, wink, wink, Bill Cosby. You know, God, just messing with Cosby. I don't know what Cosby did. I personally believe that there should be a statute of limitations on the lies that women can tell about you. I really do. I mean, this Me Too movement is berserk. It's spinning in on itself right now. It's already, look, I don't know how most people feel about it, but I bet you there are a lot of women that, and you don't have to believe me. You can let me know, ladies. I don't want to just speak for you, but I bet there are a lot of women out there who are going, look, this is nonsense. There are women that have hit harder on women today than most men. Think I'm lying. My sister in college, one time I told this story before, but she got on the elevator as a big black chick on the elevator. She took one look at my sister and was like, oh, and my sister gets on the elevator, turns her back to this girl. She says the next thing she feels is two big old arms hugging her. That's what she did. I'm talking, look, this has been years ago. And it turns out this is a big old butch lesbian that fell instantly in love with my sister. Didn't even strike up a conversation. Just, boom, hugged her. And my sister's like, what in the heck are you doing, girl? And, you know, she lets her go. No incident. You know, it wasn't like she had to report it to the campus cops or anything, but how many of those instances occur? How many times has some girl gotten too much to drink and decided she's going to go kiss on her, quote, finger quotes, her best friend and, you know, sexually abuse her? What, if you were a dude and you did anything close to that, man, they would be, that is the most underreported, I don't know if this is true, but I bet it is. I bet you sexual abuse by women is one of the most underreported crimes out there. People that just go, I'm not going to say anything, but I was very uncomfortable with her. Heterosexual women being accosted by these chicks who believe that every woman is a lesbian just waiting to happen. Yeah, because that's the nature of things, isn't it? That every woman is a lesbian. Or is it a thespian? No, it's thespian. Yeah, you thought you had me, didn't you? Yeah, producers, they speak in your ear, and they try to make you think that you're all jacked up. Y'all ain't going to mess with me, man. Please. So, yeah, I bet there are women that are listening to my voice right now that could tell me their stories. Say, Kevin, it happened to me. I was at a job. I had a supervisor. She didn't look gay, but it turns out she was. She invited me out. You know, we were at a girls' night out, whatever. My aunt, when we would go to Dallas, we'd visit my aunt and uncle. My Aunt Liz, and we'd go across the street and play with these kids because it was a bunch of them. And, you know, we were like, you know, dogs kept in cages, me and my brother. We only had each other, so we would just go, we gravitated to these kids. We wanted to play with them. And I don't know, there's like five kids over there. And we would go every summer. I mean, not every summer, we'd go all the time. And we'd go to my aunt and uncle's, go stay with them, and then we would go across the street and play with these kids. And then one day we went. And my aunt goes, no, we don't play with them. We don't play with them. And, I don't let the kids over there. I was like, what? And my grandma, they wouldn't tell us. I found out years later, my aunt walked in on the lady of that house who was engaged in carnal pleasure with another woman. And my aunt blew a gasket. Not she just, like, my aunt said she just closed the door. This is what she told me years later. I closed the door and I just got out of there. And I didn't let them kids back over there. And the lady never knew. Yeah, never knew. And so here's my aunt, which, by the way, the lady never hit on my aunt, which, and I'll and tell you, my aunt was not exactly the most attractive woman on the planet. But the lady never hit, and I don't know what this woman looked like, who she was with. But I know this, it freaked out my aunt because my aunt was like, I don't want to be hit on. But I can tell you, most of the girls that I know have been propositioned by a lesbian. And it isn't like, hey, listen, you should know I'm a lesbian. And, you know, I really enjoy your facial features. You know, you're pretty or whatever. It's not like that. It's aggressive. I mean, look, ladies, don't leave me hanging here. Tell me your story. KJRadio.com or 844-551-8255. If you've gone to college, the likelihood of you have been, and I'm not going to tell you whether you're good looking or not. Well, that's up for you. Your men can love who you are. Love yourselves, okay? I'm just saying, if the likelihood of being accosted by a lesbian if you were in college is pretty high. It's pretty high. If you hang out with girls, you're a sorority girl, believe me, you've been around them. They're like a spider. There's one within 6 feet of you, no matter where you go. And it's because of, you know, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. They tell you, oh, Kevin, it's because I was born this way. Well, okay, fine. But I'm telling you, they're there, and they're very brutal in their approach to how they go to these women, man. They roll up on them like pimps. Oh, what's up, girl? Yeah, no, you don't like boys no more. You into girls now. They act like you're the prison. You're the new meat in the women's prison. They don't care, boy. Y'all think I'm playing. But Bill Clinton says there's a new norm. And the new norm is you can't, as a dude, don't you dare try to behave like a lesbian towards a woman. Shoot. Boy, you will get cut off at the knees, friend. So it's a double standard. Look. Again, nobody should have to suffer abuse, and certainly your job should not, you know, like, oh, your job's on the line because of this. What are you talking about? You know, there should be no ramifications of you saying no, but a guy should be able to come up to a young lady at a job and go, hey, listen, you know, would you like to go out for a drink sometime? Oh, sexual abuse, sexual harassment, get away from me. But lesbians come up and be like, yeah, you going out for a drink with me or else I'll come to your house and you know what will happen there. I'll be happy to go. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We can't enforce our immigration laws without breaking families apart.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, who says House members will vote on a bill that would keep families together at the southern border with Mexico. That vote is expected tomorrow.
Under this bill, when people are being prosecuted for illegally crossing the border, families will remain together under DHS custody throughout the length of their legal proceedings.
Ryan saying the bill would be a long-term fix for the problem. More immediate help could be coming from an executive order. The president says he'll be signing perhaps today.
We want to keep families together. It's very important. I'll be signing something in a little while that's going to do that.
The president also saying he's canceled the annual congressional picnic at the White House tomorrow evening, saying it doesn't feel right to hold it when so much needs to get done. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First lines $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. If you stream to optimize it up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Three phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
FBI slow-rolled those emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. You guys have undoubtedly heard this, all this stuff now that's coming out about the IG report that the Democrats claim, it's no big deal, man. It is a big deal. One of the biggest deals was the little pickle they got themselves in when they found out about Anthony Weiner's emails. And let me tell you, folks, if you don't think divine intervention is happening here, I want you to understand, it wasn't their investigation. It was a New York cop that got these emails when they confiscated Weiner's computer over the sex stuff. And then I think he turned it over to the New York AG, and I'm going to pick the story up here in a second, but you are listening to Kevin Jackson, The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We are the Sports Illustrated of News because I don't try to keep up with the news. Why would I do that? It moves too fast. But what I do is I try to make sense of it. And I try to do it in such a way that you want to keep coming back and letting people know to go to KJRadio.com and listen to our segments anytime you want, 24/7. Download them. Pass them along to friends. Do what you need to spread the word. Spread the gospel. Where's my Bible? No, I'm just kidding. But you know what? We do want you to not just, I mean, don't just listen, folks. Listen, expand your mind. We're learning together. Don't misunderstand me. I got a lot of insights. I'm teaching too. But we learn together. Let me tell you what you have to do when you're going to put on a radio show. You have to know a lot about what's going on. More than what people think. They think you just get up in the morning, you roll out of bed, and you go, okay, time for the show. No way. At least five times more prep than you. So in other words, if you're going to do an hour radio show or 3 hour radio show, I guarantee you, you're going to do at least 4 hours of prep. Now, the guys that cheat, that do 1 hour, you know, then they regurgitate hour, 2 hour, three, and maybe stick a guest in between. That's easy radio. We change every hour. If you listen to a show and you think, oh, I got all the news that Kevin talked. No, you didn't. We're not repeating hour two and hour three. It's all different. That's our format. If you only listen to hour one, you miss 2 hours of something you don't even know about. I mean, you know, you didn't get our take on it. So don't think, oh, I listen to hour one. I just know it's going to be the same. Mm-hmm. It ain't the same. See, talk what you know. You don't know that. And slow rolling these Weiner laptop notes ends up getting the left in trouble. Now, I'm picking up this article that I read in the Spectator. Peter Strzok, FBI agent, who, you know, famously said he's going to stop Trump, did not deem the laptop of Anthony Weiner important enough to explore, despite it containing Clinton emails. many of which remained mysteriously missing. Now, in the IG report, they said things like, let's hope it's just more of the same. Things like that. Even though they knew this was potentially earth-shattering that we had recovered Hillary's so-called lost emails, yada, yada, they were wish like, ooh, let's hope that it's nothing new. Let's hope it's all the same. And they did not want to investigate it. So Strzok just said, you know, explained his decision not to immediately seek a warrant to the IG by explaining that he did not know what was there. Now, generally speaking, if you're an investigator, I'm just going out on a limb here, but if you're an investigator and you don't know where the clues are going to lead you, I'm going to guess here and just say you follow the clues, but not Strzok. Strzok said, no. I didn't know what was there, so there was no sense in looking into that. Yeah, see, that generally makes you more curious to say, let me verify what is there so I can take this off my, my plate. Strzok told the IG's office that he had hoped to look into the matter in January or February after the election. I want to hear him say that in front of Congress. Yeah, I figured, if once the election's over, we'll take a peek and see what was in those laptops. And what he's essentially saying is, I was going to look into it after Hillary won, and then I wasn't really going to look into it because Hillary won. Now, despite a case against describing an oh crap moment on immediately seeing emails between Clinton and Huma Abedin on Wiener's computer in September, Facebook attorney Lisa Page reasoned that, and here's a quote, emails had been found lots of other places that ultimately weren't worth pursuing lots of other times. So why pursue this lead? She dubbed the email find, get this, this is a quote, good news in a bad news way. So her excuse is, well, we found lots of emails and they don't really mean anything. And so I don't really see why we need to look into this. So in effect, this is good news, just kind of in a bad news way. Really? This is the logic they use? I'm going to tell you, I've studied a lot of logic in my life. I've programmed it as an electrical engineer and have written a lot of code. And this logic doesn't compute for me, Dr. Spock. Andrew McCabe, who sat in for Comey at a late September meeting which discussed the discovery, offered the IG a number of I don't recall type answers on why he didn't fully inform the director of the fine, but generally left the impression that he believed he told Comey. So he pulled the old, well, I'm not really sure. I think we talked about it, but I don't know. I'm not exactly sure, but I think I told him. Now, Mary McCord, National Security Division Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General, I know these titles are amazing, summarized the conversation with McCabe on emails as, quote, hopefully all duplicates. That's what I alluded to earlier. She tells the IG that McCabe expressed his hope that the laptop contained material already in possession of the FBI. He hoped this. I'm hoping that there's nothing new here and we won't have to investigate. Now, you remember, there were, I don't know how many, tens of thousands of emails, and what took 125 people a year to go through with Hillary's testimony and all the emails they went through for her, they were able to do in a week when this came up again. Now, they said this, why did the assistant director of the FBI hope for one outcome about these emails? Why did an FBI lawyer working on the case describe the discovery of evidence as good news in a bad news way? Why did an FBI agent regard not knowing something involving an important investigation as a reason to remain ignorant of it? Those are the questions people would be asking themselves if they really cared about getting to the bottom of this. Now, I'm going to just put this out there. Everybody in the food chain is a crook. I've said it before and I'll say it again. All these people are crooks. They don't care about the truth. They never have and they never will. They have been weaned on socialism. That's all they know. And socialism is going to support the people in charge. It is a Marxist ideology that says, forget the masses and what these people want. Forget, they don't even see themselves as corrupt. I'll put it that way. They don't see this as corruption. They see this as business as usual. Now, beyond showing why the Bureau didn't seek a warrant on this material that it had in September, the IG report answers the related question of why the FBI, after stalling, eventually reopened the investigation into Clinton's emails in late October. And I've explained it to you by saying it's because they had to. They put themselves between a rock and a hard place. But it turns out that the case agent in New York who was investigating Wiener and not the Clinton email matter began to worry that the FBI elites were trying to set him up. They needed a patsy. Somebody that they could publicly say, this is the reason why why we sat on this information that they were going to release in January or February, they would blame him. And here's what he says. This is a quote. The crickets I was hearing was really making me uncomfortable, the New York case agent on the Wiener investigation told the IG. And then he says this. My understanding at the time was, I'm telling you people I have private Hillary Clinton emails, number one, and BlackBerry messages, number two. I'm telling you that we have potentially 10 times the volume that Director Comey said we had on record. Why isn't anybody here? Meaning, here to come look at this information. And at the time, he emailed his worry. He says, I will be scapegoated if it comes out that the FBI had this stuff. Now, the FBI then was concerned that he would leak it. That he knew, that this he would get the press involved to preserve himself. So on October 20th of 2016, the Assistant U.S. Attorney General met with their supervisors at the Southern District of New York and informed them of the conversation with Wiener's case agent. This is what the IG report says. The AUSAs stated that they told the supervisor the substantive information reported by the case agent, the case agent's concerns, that no one at the Bureau had expressed interest in their concern that the case agent was stressed out and might act in some way. 8 days later, Comey comes out, says, I should have been informed earlier, bada bing, bada boom, and there you have it. The only way this leaks out is if this case agent was smart enough to recognize they were setting him up in a trap. Let's see how the testimony of Strzok goes on this particular issue, huh?
Yeah, we bad.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Obviously, in a pivotal and unprecedented moment in American history. And the fights that we are waging are not just for ourselves. More importantly, they are for our kids, our grandchildren, and the future of this planet.
Did you hear that raucous applause? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Bernie Sanders saying it's pivotal. That we, you know, we're at a pivotal moment in history. We have to look at these things. Look at what's happening around us. The planet is doomed unless we do something. You guys have to react. You got to do something quick or else. Yeah, woo! Yeah, yeah. I'm just not quite feeling it. And you want to know why they're not quite feeling it? Because they're not feeling it. They're not feeling the pain. They're not feeling the pressure. Donald Trump was, look, global warming was supposed to have already wiped us out. It hasn't. And since it hasn't, Trump has kind of just been going along his merry way, making things better for people, getting them jobs. It's tough to rally the Democrats. I'll get it out. The Democrats, when there's not enough frustration, they need angst. They need somebody upset. They need somebody mad, somebody furious. Look at what you're doing, man. I will hurt you. Don't you mess with me. Whatever. Yeah, they need it. And they're not getting it. It's tough to gin it up. But the polls all say that, oh, it's out there. No, no, no. The Democrats are more riled up than the Republicans. I'm just going to ask you, as a matter of common sense, do you believe that? Now, I know you don't trust yourselves right now. You're saying, Kevin, I don't want to rely on what I think, because I'm just not sure. You're hearkening back to when you weren't sure if Trump was going to win in 2016, right? Maybe you weren't sure about some of the special elections that he's won. Maybe you were unsure if he would get his tax bill done. Maybe you're unsure if Donald Trump's going to get that wall that's been started built. Maybe you're thinking he's going to equivocate on taking nuclear weapons away from North Korea. I mean, he won't get that process started. Maybe he won't address Iran. Maybe he's not going to address some of the other issues that are out there plaguing us, like terror attacks and so on and so forth. He may just let ISIS slip instead of really going after him. Maybe. I don't know. Has there been enough things for you to look at to make a judgment one way or the other? Maybe, as the left says, it's going to be Armageddon if we pass that tax cut. And unemployment's going to go through the roof. And the Treasury's not going to get money as a surplus, which it did, but it was just by accident. Maybe it's a fluke that Donald Trump taking away all that onerous legislation from business has actually stimulated the economy. I know, it's all fake news. It's all things that Donald Trump is contriving and he's controlling with his Twitter, you know, his tweets. That's what it is. I realize you don't have enough evidence. That Donald Trump pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accords, according to Bernie Sanders, doom and gloom. Doom and gloom. Donald Trump's tweet to North Korea calling Kim Jong-un fat boy. It's gonna make them want to shoot nuclear weapons over here. Do you know that the Koreans, I heard this, I haven't verified this, but this is what I was told. They started sending the remains of POW, of people, you know, the bodies that were lost in Korea back to America. That's what I heard. You verify that for yourselves. I'm not sure. But if that's the case, that's pretty amazing. Maybe when Trump decided he was going to look into the trade practices of our so-called partners, you were just like, that's just campaign talk. And then when he did it and identified $800 billion of a trade imbalance, and then people go, what you doing messing with trade, man? Maybe you don't believe he's really serious about it. You know, these $50 billion of tariff increases he just put on China, they're telling you that's going to create a trade war. The very people that have you in the war want you to believe that this is going to put you in the war. So Trump says, okay, we're going to start, since they already don't want to, you know, play ball and we're already in this war, we're going to go to war. And he puts $50 billion on China. They put $50 billion on us. Given that they have a $375 billion trade surplus with us, who do you think is going to win that war? What do you think is going to happen? There's not a country on this planet, a civilized one, that, for the most part, doesn't have a trade imbalance with the United States, because we've been okay with that. And we don't mind that if you've got, I don't know, maybe you've got some really cool thing that you make that we don't have. If we got to buy that from you, so be it. So be it. We'll have a trade imbalance. It isn't about making it all equal, even. It's about leaving those trade barriers available so our people can sell you stuff too. Donald Trump, I bet you the average person didn't even know how much our trade, number of tariffs that Canada had on us, up to 270% on our dairy products. How many people do you think knew that 6 months ago, 3 months ago, a year ago? I bet you could count them on one hand, and probably on one finger and wouldn't even have to use that finger. Because I know I didn't know. I didn't go looking around at what the trade thing was, but Trump looked at it. He looked at ways that we were being taken advantage of. But Bernie Sanders wants you to believe, no. What they talk about, what the elitists talk about, the so-called intelligentsia. Let me ask you, would you want to learn anything from Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama? Would you put your children in their school? I'm just curious. I'm going to answer for you on my, from my side. I wouldn't let my kids anywhere near those pedophile-loving skanks. No way. I wouldn't let them educate my kids on clean, on anything, the basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic. I wouldn't let them do that, much less put them in their care. They'd be trying on makeup and putting condoms on bananas in a week. I'm talking about my boys. So, no, I wouldn't let them anywhere near. But Bernie Sanders say they're the mainstream. He wants you to believe, and there's a complete press cabal that's with him that says, we're going to make you believe the nonsense of the left. We're going to make you believe that the United States is the only heartless country, the country willing to separate kids from their parents. Let me tell you something. Every country on this planet separates kids from their parents. Some do it better than others. Some do it by force. Some do it in ways you don't even want to know. So don't talk to me about what their norms are, but I want you to hear the rest of what Bernie Sanders has to say, because it's priceless.
And if anybody in this room, and I know it's not the case here, but anybody in this country who thinks that now is the time to throw your hands up and give up, you are dead wrong. Now is the time more than ever to stand up, fight back. And I want to thank all of the groups here, because whether you know it or not, you have helped transform this country in so many ways. Just a few years ago, and I want you to think about it, many of the ideas that we talked about were thought to be fringe ideas, radical ideas, extremist ideas. Well, you know what? Because of your efforts, those ideas are now mainstream American ideas.
Yeah, they're mainstream. Woohoo! What are the mainstream ideas that Bernie Sanders believe are mainstream? Every single thing that the left has proposed is being undone. And it's because of you. I don't need to stand in front of you and give a big rah-rah over what's happening right now that is destroying leftism. Destroying it. I want to sound like Sanders when I'm giving that speech. It's destroying it. And let me tell you should be so happy to be on the front end of this, to be the tip of the spear that says, I'm going to show people just how crazy these people are. You're on the tip of the spear. Congratulations. I couldn't be more happy for you. I couldn't be more happy for this country. Do you know leftism at every take is spinning in on itself, folks? One of my friends was at the Heterodoxy Academy in Chicago, I believe, and leftist professors are talking about how bad academia has become. Leftist professors. This is how bad it has become. Donald Trump has made liars of them about the economy. I've already gone through this stuff. Look at all the things. Use your own powers of observation. You are superheroes. You have this power called common sense. You put it on the shelf. Go dust off the superhuman uniform and let people know you can practice common sense as good as the next guy. Look at the signs, folks. We give them to you every week on this program, sometimes every day. Just look at the signs.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.